only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
This episode of the Love of the Mouse podcast is brought to you by Destinations with Character Travel. Destinations with Character Travel is a Disney earmarked agency specializing in Disney, Disney cruises, and resort vacations, and in the business of making your dreams come true. Made up of past cast members, annual pass holders, lifelong Disney fans, and world travel enthusiasts alike, they are in the know regarding all aspects of your travel. Whether your travels are taking you to Disney parks, an ocean cruise, or a sunny resort stay, they have the destinations and service level to make your vacation a truly magical one. Find out how they take the stress and hassle out of your vacation so you can enjoy yourself. Book a 5-night package with 4-day park hoppers with them and get a free $25 Disney gift card just by mentioning our show, Love of the Mouse Podcast. Contact them at destinationswithcharacter.com or email info at destinationswithcharacter.com and let them know that Love of the Mouse Podcast sent you. Hello everyone and welcome to a very special episode number 33 of the Love of the Mouse podcast. I am your host, as always, Matt Merlino, and again, I'm by myself today, and I'm going to try and keep this one a little shorter than usual because it's a very special episode. It's just in recognition because today, September 30th, is the final day of Illuminations Reflections of Earth at Epcot. The show has been running for a good 20 years now, and it's finally coming to an end tonight. So I just figured we would recognize the show and just say farewell, in essence, and kind of just go from there. So this show has been, like I said, going on for 20 years now. And for some, tonight is going to be a bittersweet ending, and for others, it's going to be just very upsetting, as a lot of people do still love this show. It's one of the last things that remains of what Epcot used to be. There are many changes coming to Epcot, as many of you know. It's essentially going to be a totally new park aside from the World Showcase come the next 4 or 5 years, per se. So this, in essence, is really the start of the transformation. So Illuminations will be ending tonight. The final show is happening at Epcot, and like I said, many people are sad to see it go. I'm not sure if I'm one of those people. I'm very excited about the changes that are coming to Epcot. I can't wait to see new things. I've said it many times on the show recently, Epcot is my favorite park. So I can't wait to see everything that is coming. The Ratatouille ride, the Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster, the elevated beer garden, or festival center, depending on which way you want to look at it. The Moana attraction, the Mary Poppins attraction, all of these new things that they're bringing into the park. Granted, they are all IP-based mainly, but I think that's a great, great thing for Epcot because right now, it's a very adult park, and that's not to say it's a bad thing, because for me, that's great, because I love the adult aspect of Epcot, but for kids, I really do understand where this could pose an issue, and for parents, too. It allows people to extend their Disney vacation, where you're getting these trips where young kids, parents are probably opting to visit the other parks and not go to Epcot if they have really young kids, just because there's not a ton to currently do for children at Epcot. Yes, there is the Agent P's World Showcase scavenger hunt thing. I've never done that, but I've seen a lot of kids interacting with that. During Food and Wine, they have the little scavenger hunt to find all the Remy figurines around the World Showcase and around the different booths. But aside from that, it's really not very kid-friendly. You have Test Track, you have Soarin', you have Mission Space. There's not much that really lets children get involved at Epcot. You have Journey into Imagination, but I feel like if I were a parent, I would want to skip that because it's really just not worth it at that point. I mean, you're not waiting, so it is worth it, I suppose, but in the same regard, there just isn't that same Disney relevance at Epcot that there is for children. Just looking at it from a children's perspective, because if I would have gone when I was younger, I would have loved it just being at Disney World. But for me, I really do connect with the characters. And that's one thing that children always do, is connect with the characters. They see something that they recognize from a movie or a TV show that they really enjoy, and that makes the park for them. So bringing IPs into the parks is honestly an awesome idea. I think it's great. I'm all on board for the IPs in the parks, just because it allows children, adults, teens, anybody, all ages, to connect a little more than they previously could have. That's not to say that I don't want to see any new Imagineering, because I feel that some of the best rides are the originals. Pirates of the Caribbean is fantastic. Expedition Everest is phenomenal. Journey into Imagination is a great concept, not a great ride, as I've said. But just looking at that, there is creativity to be had. It's just more profitable to go in the IP direction. So I can see why Disney is choosing to do this over the course of the next 5, 10, however long they choose to do this, years, in a profit sense. So back to Illuminations. This show is, in my opinion, the second worst show of the nighttime spectaculars at Walt Disney World. I don't think anything comes close currently to Happily Ever After. Fantasmic is awesome. I love Fantasmic, and the Star Wars Spectacular is also pretty good. I've never seen it in person, but I think it's more exciting than Illuminations, and especially Rivers of Light at Animal Kingdom, because that show is just, to put it lightly, very boring. It doesn't have anything for me. And Illuminations, up until my last trip a few weeks ago, I was a very big Burn Illuminations to the Ground supporter. I couldn't wait for it to be rid of from the parks. I was very adamant that something new needed to come. And I still hold that mindset, where I do believe that something new does truly need to be put in place of Illuminations. But the feeling of not being able to see the show ever again is one that I didn't think was going to affect me. But I did spend one night at Epcot so that I could see Illuminations one last time when I was there a few weeks ago. And I got a little bit emotional. I didn't think that I was going to, but just, it wasn't anything crazy. Like, tears weren't flowing down my face like they do occasionally during Happily Ever After. The first time that I saw Happily Ever After, I was a wreck. And that's not the case for sure when I see Illuminations ever. But it made me reflect and think about all of the times that I had seen this show. The first experience of a nighttime show I had at Disney World, when I went as a truly, I can't say adult, I was a senior in high school. So the first day we spent a half day at Animal Kingdom, and then we went to Downtown Disney at the time for that night. And then the next day we were at Epcot all day, and Illuminations was the very first nighttime show that I had seen. Now, I did see Wishes at Magic Kingdom whenever I was in fourth grade, when I went in 2005, but that was a very long time ago. So Illuminations was the first impression of a nighttime show that I could actually remember and visualize from the first time I ever saw it. So when I saw it this past time, it just brought back that memory that I had the first time seeing it when I was on that high school trip, because I was with the entire high school band, And I was one of the three videographers for the band, so that was awesome. We got to just tag along, and it was two of my best friends and two of my college roommates at the time. So we had an absolute blast just hanging out in the Disney parks together. And we were assigned to film Illuminations that night, and Disney roped off a whole area specifically for us and the entire band so that we were able to get priority seating. It was absolutely amazing, just the whole experience, being able to witness the show for the first time ever for myself. So that was a phenomenal experience, and just looking back on that, really brought back some great memories just thinking about that trip in itself. But then again, when I went in March with my brother, his girlfriend, and Tori, we stayed at Epcot one night. We were planning on drinking around the world. We didn't end up doing that. But we got to watch Illuminations from Italy. So I've seen it in multiple different locations. I think that's one of the things that I've really tried to do, is see it from a different perspective, because there's not a bad spot to watch All Around the World Showcase, which is an awesome concept for a show. But I think just overall, it's very bland. And that's what I started to realize in March, whenever I was with my brother and the girls. It was then that I came to the realization, like, okay, I've said that I want to see something new, but now I know that I want to see something new, because that was the first time I had watched Illuminations since 2013. And being that, the show just didn't hold itself compared to Happily Ever After. And I know it's hard to compare things to Happily Ever After because it is a totally different type of show, but it just didn't have that personal connection that Happily Ever After does for me. So I see why people are sad, because they do have these personal connections, especially cast members, and former cast members, current cast members. I know you have the pass, because that is something that you have the experience with on a daily basis, really, where it means something more to you than it does to me. So I'm never going to knock somebody for that. But personally, I just feel like it is time to see something new. And with that being said, the show that is succeeding this, Epcot Forever, it's only a temporary show, but it is going to be, hopefully, phenomenal. Everything that we've seen, everything that Disney has released to this point, makes me believe that that is going to be the case. I think the soundtrack is going to be nothing short of amazing. The orchestra sounds fantastic. It's going to be just a musical spectacle, I think, if that's even possible. I don't know if a spectacle, because that typically means that you're seeing something, but I just think the music in general is going to be what really makes the show, because it's bringing all of these concepts of Epcot, where it has the nostalgia factor. That's huge right now. Nostalgia is so in, and Disney knows that. They are selling nostalgia hardcore. You see it in their merchandising. You see it in their design with all the retro modern designs that are coming out. You see the refresh of the Epcot logo. Just everything that they are doing with Epcot screams nostalgia, because they know that everybody is sad that it's going to be changing, but if they do it the right way, everybody's still going to support what they are doing. And that's exactly how I feel. Everybody who's bashing Disney for integrating IPs and taking everything that was old and getting rid of it, if you want to make the argument that it wouldn't be what Walt Disney wanted to do, it was never what Walt Disney wanted to do. The best concept that can be made in that argument is Walt never wanted the parks to become a museum. It always needs to be changing. The parks are never finished in his eyes, or would never be finished in his eyes, because there is always something new to be done. So I see from that perspective, where everything can be revised and new. It's just something new, and it's going to be great for Epcot because it brings more people in. And especially when they're playing off of that nostalgia factor, they're using music from all of the attractions that have gone to current, the previous attractions to current attractions, I should say. That was a little confusing, I apologize. just overall, I think this is just going to be fantastic. Epcot Forever is really, really exciting. And you can hear myself and Matthew Graykin discuss this on the Disney Marvels podcast a little more in depth. I don't want to get too far into the changes coming to Epcot, because this is supposed to be about Illuminations. I know I've strayed quite a bit in this episode, but you can hear us talk about that a lot more in detail. You can find Disney Marvels on iTunes. I've included the links to his show on our social media accounts, so you can follow us at LOTM Podcast on Twitter, at LOTM Podcast on Instagram, and by searching Love the Mouse Podcast on Facebook. So if you haven't connected with us, if you haven't liked us, subscribed, any of that, go over, follow us, and you can find all of our previous episodes. You can find the links to our website, lovethemousepodcast.com, and on our website, we do link to all of our previous podcast appearances, because I have been on a mad rampage of guest appearances on podcasts over the past month. I don't understand why people want to talk to me. I don't think I'm that interesting, but apparently people do, so whenever I have a chance to go on to another show and talk Disney with somebody else, I absolutely jump on it. I love talking Disney with anybody. So if you're in that realm and you're listening and you want to have me on your show, send me a DM on Twitter, email me at lovethemousepodcast@gmail.com, or shoot me a message on Facebook. Really anything. I'll contact you. I'll answer pretty quickly, and we can get in touch and talk all about Disney, because that's something I absolutely love to do. With that being said, back to Illuminations. I apologize for that. Illuminations will be ending tonight, and it is a sad time for some, and like I said, for me, it is a little sad, but I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready to see something new, and I don't know any other way to properly send off the show than to quote one of the songs that they use in the show, and that is We Go On. It really sums up Epcot and the future of Epcot, because everything is evolving, everything is changing, but there's still the remnants of everything that we love at this park. So for that, we salute you, Illuminations. Thank you for the memories, and farewell. We'll be right back. you've enjoyed listening to the Love of the Mouse podcast. Until you hear us again, thank you and good night.